think part of the money was recruited away from us for interior. Sort of wants to do something else now, so I'm anxious to fly with somebody of quality. Something else to bear in mind, see his acceptance, and let's get on with it. And I think a little bit of that. Secondly, they don't like the concept fundamentally because they think it's too tough. And they attack it on several grounds. One, that we can perhaps make a deal without any pressure. I'll show you some numbers today, but I've said to them, I just don't understand. That they're too smart, but that isn't what's really bothering them. What's really bothering them, I think, is this whole concept of using non-trade inducements to achieve trade objectives, and it's just a different approach. Now, they also say, you don't understand Southeast Asia. You're going to have to save your face. My response to that is, that's necessary, but it isn't sufficient. And I found them to be the toughest negotiators in the world. Well, you've got to be courteous, and at the right time, like, we'll have an idea if we're saving our face, and we got a couple in talking to David about it. Let's not confuse ourselves, that these people are going to cave in without pressure. So there's a certain negativism there I have to report to you. Not on anybody else's part, and I think they need their marching orders. But this is what you want, and I think if they don't get that, then these whole negotiations could get kind of slowed down over there. If they do get them, maybe they'll hear it. On the carrots and the sticks that I developed, I want you to know that I spent about an hour, an hour and a half with Al Haig going over in detail, and that list he thinks is acceptable. We're leaving out what we call the sticks, which is a negative deal. If you don't do this, we'll withdraw, you know, we'll take something away from you. On the grounds that maybe we don't have to go this far, and why even talk about that until we're ready, you can always do that there. As far as today, I think we need a decision on the specific carrots. And also, when you want to decide what instructions to get David, who is out here now. He and I've got it set up so we've got a list of these carrots coded, and I could let him know, you know, in a couple of days or whenever, you know, you want me to let him know. If you've decided today, it's so much better. But he's got a few days. He's leaving this afternoon. I have a few days that I can let him know, because he's going to the Philippines on your final decision about these carrots. Because he's going to the Philippines first, I believe, for a meeting.
Do you want to decide how you want us to discuss what these carrots should be in this meeting?
I thought we would. It's a very small meeting. I thought you indicated you wanted John Conley to sit.
Yes. Yeah, that's right.
And we've got Alex Johnson. Yeah. And Peter, I just felt that he was passive.
Right.
Yeah, I'd be here. And Maury Sands, and that's it. So,
on the other, I have Haig. Yeah, because of these, I was talking about military stuff. You've been working in the past.
Well, you remember, I
purposes of competitiveness and leadership and
things like
that. I'm excited about what it's going to do to us.
Yeah.
I don't mean in terms of wealth, I mean in terms of the American spirit.
Yeah.
Let this nation just look at it. Look at what it's going to do. I mean, we won't compete with SSC. And so sealed, we have 50% of the sealed exports in 1940 to 50. Now we have 20%. And in 1974, Japan passed its article and gave up sealed. So we come down. So the United States really doesn't care. And then what you're going to develop, if we do not try to be competitive in the world, we will become basically inevitably move toward isolation, selfishness, and building walls. That's my degree.
Yes,
I think you've got to get, I don't think you've got to be first in everything, but you've got to know what I've got to decide that we're going to try to be leaders in numbers of areas. The other point is that whatever spending other points. The other point is that what do you think we're going to use for foreign policy or process? Are we going to, we've got our biggest stroke basically is American leadership and economics. And the fact we're rich and all that. If we're going to have our foreign policy is going to be a wash, in other words, if the national defense is going to be a wash, and so then economics becomes the stroke. Well, there are lots of things, but that's a good thing to talk about.
I think you need to spend some real time.
I think it's very strong in your mind.
Now, the second thing that let's spend some time on is the Organization for Foreign Economic Policy within state and how we want to handle negotiations is something I think we're going to have to talk about. And my view is for business and peace, is if we're not careful, we're going to start compensating for some inadequacies elsewhere and start handling everything out of the White House, you know. I submit to you that perhaps the state is going to be responsible for negotiations. Perhaps we ought to spend a little time, and I mentioned this to George, giving some top-notch strength over there so that when we want to handle a tough negotiation like this one, and Canada and Japan, the Japanese negotiations are going to be awfully tough. We've got some people over there coming up with the ideas and the initiatives instead of the problem.
They want it, right? Maurice Sanders is fighting with them on commercial applications. He's a purchase, no farmers.
I think it's more than just getting a guy or two, even though I would quite agree. There's a whole kind of spirit of the State Department that has to be jacked up, so it goes pretty easily.
I think what we have to do, I think the government's got to jack that up, is Rogers. The bill's got to see it. He cannot go into those State Department meetings and get brainwashed to those people. Or they say that they're young, very intelligent, and very persuasive. In saying, hey, look, everything is just fine, kids, and they never get a goddamn thing done.
Right. That's what we're saying.
My people
don't run the yard off that boat.
So, Bill, you had to help. I ended up this thing, didn't you?
But I think